And we have someone who's here for the very first time. I just met him tonight. His name is Joey Friedman, and it turns out that he's taken over the comedy open mic that meets monthly at Amazing Things in Framingham. And so I'd like to give him a big welcome. Joey Friedman.
My name is Joey Friedman. I know what you're thinking. Don't know if he can sing, but I'll bet he can fix my computer. I can. In junior high, I was one of the cool kids. No one ever wanted to sit next to me during lunch, but they always wanted to sit next to me during the algebra test. This will come as a surprise to you, but in high school, I had trouble with girls. Thank you for being surprised. They'd say to me, "Joey, do these pants make me look fat?" And I'd say, "Don't blame the pants." My graduating class voted me most likely to attend a Star Trek convention past the age of 30. They were right. When I got to college, my classmates thought I was kind of geeky. This is not too surprising until you realize these were my classmates at MIT. I was a geek among geeks. I don't like the term geek. I also don't like the term nerd. The politically correct term is software engineer. See, I went to MIT, so when you go to MIT, you become an engineer no matter what you major in. I majored in computers, so I am a software engineer. If I'd majored in, say, architecture, I would be a civil engineer. Or if I'd majored in, say, English, I would be a sanitation engineer. Oh, like I'm wrong. What's that? Okay, thank you. Want to make sure I'm not losing the back. You majored in English? And here we are. Now, there are those in the world who look down on the geeks, and they shouldn't. We're handy to have around. We can help you solve some of those technological mysteries of life. I have a friend, Debbie. And Debbie once said to me, "Joey, why is it whenever I step into the shower, my cell phone rings? Never, always happens. The minute I step into the shower, my cell phone rings." Well, turns out it was a video phone and she was using Skype. I said, "Next time it happens, call me." So there are some mysteries of the world I'm sorry we can't help you with. I can't figure them out either. I can't figure out why someone goes into a movie theater or is a giant bucket of popcorn with extra butter, big box of Raisinets, and a Diet Coke. I can't tell you why someone spends $100,000 for an environmentally friendly hybrid car like the Prius and then drives it while smoking. I can't tell you why on the window outside 24-hour fitness, they list what hours they're open. So I'm dyslexic. There's some problems being dyslexic. For example, there was a misunderstanding. I was at synagogue, and during the sermon, the rabbi said, "You should bring God into your home." He said, "You should bring God into your home." I went out and got a Cocker Spaniel. Nice dog. Named him Tops. Thank you, someone got it. When One of the other problems with being dyslexic is when a nice person like Ellen comes up to you and says, I have an open mic night. I said, what kind? She said, folk. I heard joke. Oops. My name's Joey Friedman. Thanks very much.
One more hand for Joey Friedman.